Bastrop grew from a colony established in 1827 by Stephen F. Austin, 30 miles southeast of Austin along the Colorado River. It was an advantageous location for Anglo colonists advancing deeper into unsettled areas of what would become Texas. Bastrop provided safe haven from Indian raids for merchants and others traveling the Camino Real, which connected Nacogdoches and San Antonio. What's more, it bordered the Lost Pine Forest. Lumber from loblolly pine trees became Bastrop's ticket to prosperity. Like Gonzales and Victoria, Bastrop was laid out in a grid pattern. Today, its historic architecture, especially its residences, illustrates the sweep of Texas history. Styles range from the colonial period through the Victorian era and into the 1920s. 94 are listed on the National Register of Historic Places. All are within a few blocks of the downtown business district. The oldest is the Jenkins House, originally a one-room log cabin built in 1833. Around 1900, it gained a full-length front porch and clapboard siding to conceal the rough exterior. Such historical layering is found throughout the town. The two-story Brooks Wilbarger House exemplifies Greek Revival architecture. It was built in 1842 of hand-hewn pine and cedar. Square wooden columns support porticos on both levels. By the late 19th century, Bastrop was prospering, and its wealthy residents were building larger, more ornate homes. The Luckett home, built in 1892 in the Queen Anne style, sports gingerbread trim on its wraparound porch and a grand staircase inside. Less decorative, but still grand, is the 1913 Maynard House, a Texas hybrid of a California bungalow and Frank Lloyd Wright's prairie school style. Bastrop began to decline in the 1950s, but by the 1900s, new residents, some who commuted to work in Austin, were moving in and restoring the town's architectural treasures. Visitors now take walking tours to discover the reclaimed charm of Bastrop's historic homes, a far cry from the big box chain stores and motels along nearby highways.